still speaking English. My French is no good to the conference, but I speak in English. I try to explain all details. The presentation has figures and numbers, and it's easy to understand. Okay, I will talk about the NAFTA and the automobile industry in the last 20 years. And starting to do an overview with what happened in the early years, or in the 80s and the early years of the NAFTA training and the evolution through these years in North America and also in worldwide. In the late 80s, in the United States, the first one to try to reach an agreement is the Japanese threat, where all the manufacturing model, they have the Toyota model, and increasing the sales, increasing the value out for the cars compared with the American brands. Also, the R&D in the United States in these days is too low. The cars manufacturing has the same feature than the 70s and 80s, not changed. More is the similar cars there. Also, in Canada and the United States has the union very strong, and it's hard to manage it. Wage or flexibility, hours or shifts or whatever, and hard is complicated to compete in this way. Also, the high wage and the manpower on skill in this time. For Canada, in this time has a deficit in his budget, and also the taxation and the manufacturing feed a lot of in the infrastructure. Okay. Thank you. Also, Canada has in these times the rules of the ecology impact a lot for the many cars manufacturing the oils and pollutions and the water or whatever, and has a complicated and need to make a transfer the technology another country and especially to Mexico. Mexico has the devaluation of the money, the pesos, the devaluation increase a lot of over 200%, and public debt increase a lot of over 60% of the GDP, Mexican GDP, and also in Mexico we finished the politics of the substitution. And forbidding the importation for the cars or were manufacturing in the United States or Canada, and we start to work in new agreements for the OMC or in this case, okay. This chart shows the cars brands in the early 60s. You can see the three big brands in the United States, GM, Chrysler, and Ford, had almost all share in the market share. But you can see increase the Japanese brands is starting the ramp up to take part of this market share. In Mexico, all the manufacturing cars in Mexico is the destination. In the beginning was all the domestic consumer, and in early 80s started the exportation, but in the beginning you can see the red line only for domestic sales. What happened with it right now in the this industry worldwide? Okay, this is the production year by year in this century. All the figures you can see in the last year, 2013, is until June, because the new figure is not ready, it's not released yet. Okay, you can see only a figure from the June 2013. You can see it's increasing got the 2009 for the financial worldwide crisis, but recuperate, and maybe in this the last year can reach 900 millions of the cars manufactured. Okay, this is the share, worldwide share. You can see the right now the China has the 23% of the all the manufacturing cars. United States has almost 11%. The red one, Mexico is 3.3%, Canada is 3.1%, and you can see the increased China, Brazil, India increasing the volume. Also Germany and Korea. This is the index cost. If you compare United States is the 100%, Canada is 3% less, Mexico is 11% less, China is 22% less or cheaper than the United States. Well, you can see Germany and Japan is expensive, more expensive, but the manufacturing is too high in spite of this one. Okay. What happened right now through the 20 years after the NAFTA agreement? Okay. In Mexico, this is the all facilities right now we have. It's 21 facilities and three more will open in this year. In the beginning of the NAFTA, Mexico has only 4 or 5 facilities, and right now it reached the 25 facilities. This is the states are the different brands, and mainly in the center of the Mexico in this area. Okay, this is the commercial vehicles facilities. We have 13 plants, and almost all the export United States and Canada. The auto parts facilities we divide in 4 regions. You have the 511 plants and the project to open maybe 20-25 facilities more in this year. Okay. This is the Canada productions or the beginning of the NAFTA. Maybe in this year reach the 3 million cars manufacturing right here in Canada. But you can see the best figure when they final the last century and decrease and try to recuperate this volume. Okay? This is a Mexico car productions, the beginning of the NAFTA, increasing. And maybe we can reach the 3 million of the cars in this year, also last the 2012. Okay. The destination of the to export the cars, almost 70% goes to United States, and Canada 8%, Latin America 8%, Europe 9%, Asia 3%, Oceania 1%. You can see the most important cars go to NAFTA countries. Okay. This is the U.S. the production of the, through the years. Also can reach 11 million last year, increasing again. But not the best years in the beginning of the NAFTA. This chart shows each country together, and also the red line shows the all NAFTA countries production. You can see the orange chart is China, how China we're increasing year by year. Right now, China produce more than the three countries together. This is amazing, the volume that they can produce almost 20 million a year, and the NAFTA together is 16 million, no more than this one. Okay. The place comparison, you can see Canada is in the 2000 year, the 5th place, right now is the 11th. You can see China to be the 8th, right now the first one. United States to be the first one, right now the second. Mexico very one place. But you can see also Brazil, India increase a lot of the volume production. Okay. Okay. There's the labor cost. And you can see the comparison, the US and Canada is too close, the labor cost compared with the total cost of the manufacturing production. In Mexico is three times cheaper than these countries. Okay? The conclusions, okay. What happened in these 20 years, the evolution in the three countries of NAFTA and worldwide countries? Okay. You can see the United States reduced the volume. Canada also, Mexico increased the volume, almost 3 million. You can see China, Korea, Brazil, India increase a lot. It's a very competitive market in this one. Okay. It's Canada, Mexico, and United States, the three countries of NAFTA. Okay. Is the employment in NAFTA countries, and you can see the three countries, and the red line is the all together, and the best years reached 2,500,000. Round out is almost 1,600,000 people work in the industry. Okay, you can see how this is moving the employment in the early of the century. Is the blue one. United States has the 64% and reduced to 53%. Mexico recuperate 12% more, and Canada reduce 1% on employment. Our moving the employment goes to Mexico. And the new jobs generations, you can see the Mexico in the last 3 years, how many new jobs generated this industry, over 132,000 new jobs, United States 108, Canada just 2,000 new jobs. Due to the cost of the wage, this is the figure, you can see Mexico is still cheaper compared to United States and Canada. And the intake wage is a big gap in these three countries. United States and Canada are very, very close on this one. Okay. But for Canada, you can see this is the production of the last year, the January to September. There is a focus, the manufacturers in the commercial vehicles and the high-end cars, the more expensive cars. And you can see this in the next chart, the value of the export. Mexico get only $4,000 million compared with the volume of Canada. The same volume is $25,000 million. It's due to the high-end cars and the expensive cars. Okay. It's compared the cost in total cost compared with the United States and mature market. Canada is 5% cheaper than United States. And you can see Germany and Japan is more expensive. And Mexico is placed in the fastest growing market, is 21%. And China is 25%. Well, you can see China and India are very, very close. The cost of manufacturing, and many cars are moving right now to India to be exported to Mexico and Canada and United States manufacturing in India. Okay, to finish, is the Canada GDP's figure on employment. Despite to the lost jobs in this industry, the Canada is recuperated in another part of the for the development of the services in this industry. Okay? Thank you so much.